Good Friday. Let me introduce myself. At the time, I was a centurion in the Roman legion attached to the governor here in Palestine. I had 100 men under my command, and I was good at leading them, or at least I like to think I was. But what happened over the period that the Jews call the Passover all those years ago worried me. No, it's worse than that. It haunts me. You see, I was on duty when the Messiah was brought to Pilate. I knew a little about Pilate. He was a career soldier and a political leader. He had been made governor and was intent on keeping the peace with our help. But he was challenged regularly by the Jews and their strange faith, and the fact they would not acknowledge Caesar as a god, as we had to. But there was something different about this man Jesus, and I saw it at the time. He clearly had a different ideas to the mainstream Jews, and he had been upsetting their temple people. So it was that chief priests brought Jesus to Pilate. Well, I say brought. They came to the gate and sort of shoved him in. They said something about ritual defilement, which, to be honest, I didn't and don't understand. A huge crowd came with them and stood outside. My men were getting worried that this could turn ugly, and so it proved, but in a very different way. Now, Pilate was a fair man and was trying his best to let Jesus go. He clearly couldn't see the problem. But the crowds were whipped up by the priests and baying for blood. So Pilate reluctantly ordered Jesus to be whipped and sent for crucifixion. Now, we regularly crucified the bad ones and the criminals. It kept the Jews on their toes, and we had two others to put on a tree as well that day. On the way out to the execution place, Jesus kept talking to the crowd, telling them not to cry for him, but for themselves. Who is this man? When we got out to the place, it seemed that the day was to be different again. Normally, we used rope to bind the hands and feet of criminals, but the order came to nail Jesus to the cross. Then Pilate had a sign made to put over Jesus' head. It read, "King of the Jews." Now, the priests and scribes who came out to see and laugh were furious about this, and sent a message back to Pilate to change it. But true to form, he refused. The two hanging with him were very different people, one yelling at Jesus, telling him that he should let them down, and the other addressing Jesus respectively and pleading for forgiveness, which Jesus gave him. Just as the sun reached its highest point, it went dark, almost like night. And a great earthquake struck. We were told later that the Jewish temple had been destroyed. Then Jesus cried out, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And he died. Normally, we break the legs of the crucified, but I told the men not to. It seemed unnecessary in a way. As I looked at his forlorn body hanging there, lifeless, with his female followers, the only ones brave enough to stay, weeping in their loss, I knew then that this Jesus was special. And I thanked the Jewish God for this man whom I then understood to be God's son. Two good men, Joseph and Nicodemus, came and took his body away, and the women followed. I still have one of the nails that we used so cruelly to hang him on that. Lord Jesus, forgive me.